AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Justice Department is suing the state of Texas over its new abortion law.
The act is clearly unconstitutional under long-standing Supreme Court precedent.
The law prohibits abortions once a medical professional detects a heartbeat, which is around 6 weeks, when some women may not even know they're pregnant. Attorney General Merrick Garland says Americans should be fearful of this law.
If it prevails, it may become a model for action in other areas, by other states, and with respect to other constitutional rights and judicial precedents.
The Supreme Court declined to block the Texas law in a 5-4 decision, but did not rule on whether the law itself was constitutional. President Biden will require federal workers and contractors, about 100 million people in all, to be vaccinated against the coronavirus. It's a way to try to stop the spread of the Delta variant.
It's part of the president's 6-part plan to address rising cases.
Our overarching objective here is to reduce the number of unvaccinated Americans. There are, of course, 80 million unvaccinated Americans at this point in time.
Spokeswoman Jen Psaki says federal workers and contractors will have about 75 days to get fully vaccinated. Those who do not will get counseling and discipline and might be fired. The president's also expected to outline plans for boosting virus testing in schools. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The Food and Drug Administration is holding off on a decision whether the popular e-cigarette Juul should stay on the market. Meantime, other e-cigarette brands are being taken off the market. They're blamed for a spike in underage vaping. A federal judge ruled Florida's new anti-riot law, championed by Governor Ron DeSantis as a way to stop violent protests, is unconstitutional and cannot be enforced. DeSantis can appeal. The judge said people engaged in peaceful protest in the same area where a demonstration turned violent could face criminal charges. This is AP News. The NFL is back. Starting tonight, the Super Bowl champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers host the Dallas Cowboys. Bucs quarterback Tom Brady will attempt to win his 8th Super Bowl.
You know, anytime you start the season, it's the first game of the year. It's pretty exciting. I know the stadium will be packed and it'll be an exciting night for all of us. We worked pretty hard to get to this point.
Dak Prescott will be back at quarterback for Dallas. He was out for most of last season with a severe ankle injury. He did not play in the preseason. Tom Brady, he's concerned about the coronavirus this season.
So I definitely say the risk is up for everybody. You know, it'd be very disappointing to miss games. You know, you feel like you've done everything right. And but it's just kind of our reality, so hopefully we can just navigate it as best we possibly can.
Tampa Bay is hoping to become the first team to win back-to-back titles since Brady led the 2003 and 2004 New England Patriots to consecutive crowns. Ed Donahue, AP News.